We're excited about Thursday being a nice day because that is the day of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce's Bocce Derby. And as luck would have it, we've got Kristen Smith here in the studio for the Short and Sweet Business Beat.
Aaron, great to be here. So glad that this is a radio show and not a TV show. I am dressed down. I've never dressed down this much to go to work. But this morning we were setting up the bocce courts and getting ready for our Bocce Derby. We're going to have nearly 200 people in attendance at the American Legion. And folks can still sign up. We've got two teams left, and you can also be a super fan. I'd love to tell folks about all the things that come with being a super fan. You were out at the Bocce Derby last year.
It was a lot of fun. I was actually kind of jealous because we were out there doing a live remote the whole time. We won't be able to do that this year, but we were there last year, live remote, and I was just sitting there, like, doing the news, talking to people. And the whole 4 hours, I'm sitting there watching all of these people out on the lawn at the Legion, just having so much fun and playing bocce and engaging with each other. And every commercial break, I would run out there and talk to people and as much as I could. But it is a ton of fun out there.
It's a ton of fun. So if you want to be a super fan, or if we've got two team spots left. You can be the Cinderella team of the Bocce Derby, but you're invited to this Kentucky Derby party, but you're not betting on horses. You're betting on the best bocce team. You can also enjoy mint juleps from the Franklin Hotel. We'll also have dinner provided by Al's Burger Shack.
Wow.
You can compete in lawn games to win prizes like $100 to your favorite place, the Stony River Steakhouse, and Townsend Bertram. We want to make sure that you don your best derby duds, because Chapel World's very own Kristen Tucker will be judging you. That sounds weird. She'll be judging everybody.
That sounds much less weird.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Kristen. You are not a judgmental person, but she will be.
In this case, she'll be observing, ranking, commenting. There's no way this isn't awkward, but she's going to be doing it, and it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
She wants to see who's got the best derby duds, and she is Chapel World's fashion plate, and you can win prizes that Kristen will help us select the winners for. This is all for only $25. Nice. So head to carolinachamber.org/bocce. That's BOCCE. If you want a code for $5 off your super fan ticket, just send me an email or tweet, and I'm happy to provide that for you, for listeners.
Very nice.
Want to say a special thanks to sponsors, Bocce Derby sponsors, Piedmont Health, the Friends of Extraordinary Ventures, Durham Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Ferguson Enterprises, Spectrum Reach, State Farm Insurance, Pam Herndon, the Franklin Hotel, and Serta Pro Painters.
You know, I hear Durham Coca-Cola is a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing moment, stopping, nothing topping this feeling.
Do I have to do that? Do I have
no,
to do that tomorrow?
I just wanted
like,
to do that.
Like, every time that, like, people say, who's our beverage sponsor? I have to say,
it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing moment, stopping, nothing topping this feeling.
Okay, I'm going to try.
It is actually a lot
today,
of fun.
But I promise I'll try. So.
Once you get it memorized and you get the cadence sound, it's just a lot of fun to just, like, just drop it anytime you want. Justin Jackson won the team MVP award. It was a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing moment, stopping, nothing topping this feeling for Justin Jackson.
I bet Justin Jackson could say that.
He probably could,
definitely. Yeah. So
he's having a good enough year. He won a championship. He got engaged. He's doing okay.
Congratulations to Justin Jackson. We're really excited for you.
So that's at the American Legion tomorrow. And insofar as it's at the American Legion, this is also your chance if you go to check out that property and start thinking about what the town should be doing with it, since we have it now.
I'm really excited. I'm sorry we couldn't combine a charrette and bocce tournament, but we're excited about having the American Legion. As you know, the town purchased the property. They just hosted a charrette, which is kind of a day-long design workshop, and that was on April 8th. If you tried Aaron and my challenge to go to every egg hunt hosted in Orange County, you missed the charrette, like me. Just a report from the town about that. More than 100 people attended throughout the day. The participants worked with the design consulting team in small groups to create these conceptual sketches for the 36-acre property. So you're going to see us, we've got 22 courts on a part of that 36-acre property. You also get to meet some of the veterans from the American Legion Post 6 at the bocce tournament. But we're excited to get a report back in May because the consultants are going to work on refining these sketches. They presented 7 sketches during the charrette. They're compiling all the written feedback feedback that they've received prior to and during the day of the shred and identifying common themes. You can find out more at townofchapelhill.org/American Legion, but I hope folks will consider joining us at the Bocce Derby tomorrow at the American Legion.
And carolinachamber.org/bocce for more on that. I feel like charrette and bocce is something that could be combined fairly easily. Charrettes sound like the sort of thing that you would play on the side once you're done playing bocce. Like once you get eliminated from the tournament, just go over to the side and play charrettes,
right? That's a consolation prize or consolation tournament.
Two words, sounds like onboardable carousing. I don't know.
We tried to do charrette. I thought it would be good if the town hosted the egg hunt at the same time as the charrette. Let the kids go find eggs, and then the adults can
have a charrette.
Can have a charrette again.
Or like those little word. Like those little like chewable gums that come in individually
charrette,
packed.
That's what charrette. It's a chocolate egg that you find on your egg hunt. Yeah.
Cadbury charrettes, right? I used to have those growing up.
Y'all use charrette in all your iterations of Balderdash or
Balderdash, where you have to come over with the fake. Yeah.
Okay.
Charrette, so, just sprinkle it on your countertop and make the chrome sparkle again.
Right. So if I seem a little punchy today, it's because I was at the Board of County Commissioners meeting last night till the very bitter end.
I just blamed mine on the kava chew that Jim Kitchen gave me earlier. So I'm just going to be mellow and punchy for the entire next
mellow
3 hours.
Punchy.
It's going to be good. Yeah.
So
you have an excuse.
You can either have a kava chew or attend a public meeting, and it's the same effect. But really, kudos. Thanks so much to the Board of County Commissioners for their public service and listening to around 70 individuals provided comments last night on the light rail transit project. This was, and about 200 people were in attendance. It was a standing room only crowd with an overflow room. The county commissioners will have a work session on the same topic at 7 o'clock on Thursday in the Witted building. And this is going to be another time for the county commissioners to discuss the public comments and the information they've received on the transit issues. So this is a really important issue. I hope folks will take a look at the plan at archtransitfuture.com and also send any comments to OCBOCC@orangecountync.gov.
Does the chamber have a stance on it?
The chamber is in full support of the light rail project. We have been since 2012 when we supported the half-cent sales tax. We expressed our support last night because of what it would mean for economic development and job creation through station development, and also ensuring that we can continue to attract a workforce and attract companies. In my remarks, I talked about yesterday, the governor was at an announcement for a corporate headquarters, a smart grid company that relocated to Cary. Two of the reasons that they cited that they located to this area was short commute times and proximity to the universities. And if we're going to continue to grow as a region and our congestion is going to increase, we've got to invest in transit. So
I've been a little bit sort of frustrated following this, and I can't be the only one, because there's a couple sort of obvious arguments that are made on both sides that people on the other side often have sort of trouble responding directly to. When you're talking with someone who's an opponent of light rail, for instance, the obvious comeback is, okay, fine, you're opposed to light rail. What do you support doing about congestion on 15501, for instance, since our population is going to double? I still haven't gotten a clear response about that specific question. So the flip side of that is, for supporters of light rail, how concerned are you about the fact that the costs have gone up to $3+ billion? How concerned are you about the fact that the burden is more on local governments now than ever before?
I think I'm incredibly concerned, and I think even if you, whether or not you're a supporter of light rail or an opponent of light rail, if you look at any of the presentations that Go Triangle has provided, it shows what a better position Durham County is in Orange County. And I think that reinforces the need for us. We're still playing catch up, and our sales tax revenue growth is much, much lower than Durham County's projected. And I think it shows the importance of, you know, whether or not you support light rail or not, the importance of investing in economic development and job creation to make sure that we're in a better position so the margins aren't so thin as we make debt payments later throughout the process.
Again, ourtransitfuture.org, is it .org, right? for our transit future, or is it .com?
I think it's .com. Okay. That's Good Triangle has
Wait, I'm looking this up.
Has created a separate website.
.com, you're right. Yeah.
A separate website where you can both learn about the light rail project, but there are two draft transit plans. It's basically saying how each county will invest in transit over the long haul, and you can download those draft plans and make comments. But download the Orange plan or the Durham plan at ourtransitfuture.com.
.com, yep. And carolinachamber.org for more information about the chamber. And we're not gonna wrap up. We're gonna take a quick break and come back because it's National Poetry Month, and Kristen is chomping at the bit to read these two poems.
I did my homework.
Yeah, you did.
The folks at home don't know that Aaron challenged us to come up with a poem, so I've got a couple that I might share. But appreciate.
Oh, there's no might about it. You got them. We're going with them. But before we take our break, Eggs with Elected Officials, another big event coming up.
We're really excited. Wednesday, April 26th, we'll be hosting Eggs with Elected Officials. A caveat that they are hard-boiled eggs, but we've got some great folks lined up to talk to you individually. This is a free event for chamber members, and it's going to be at Top of the Hill's Great Room. We've got confirmed participants, including, can I do the whole list? Or I got to wait till the
down.
Break.
It's a long list, yeah.
David, thanks to these elected officials for participating. Damon Stiles of the Carver Board of Aldermen, Jessica Anderson and Mayor Pam Heminger with the Chapel Hill Town Council, along with Michael Parker, Margaret Samuels, and Annette Streeter with the Chapel Hill Carver City Schools Board of Education, Kathleen Ferguson with the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners, Representative Greg Meyer, Mia Burrows, Earl McKee, Renee Price with the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Donna Coffey and Brenda Stevens with the Orange County Board of Education, and Julie Emmons from the Office of Congressman Mark Walker, Asher Hildebrand with the Office of Congressman David Price, Mike Finley with the Office of Senator Richard Burr, and Austin Scherer with the Office of Senator Tom Tillis.
And then after lunch. That's a huge list.
It's a huge list. And I'm really excited because we've got folks from Senate offices and congressman offices. So this is a really great opportunity to folks. A lot of times they feel really distant from the folks in Washington, and this is going to be a great opportunity for people to talk to them. Also, we've got three county commissioners. So if you feel strongly about the Orange County Transit Plan or the Durham Orange Light Rail Project, this is a great opportunity to talk directly to the county commissioners before they vote on April 27th. But Eggs with Elected Officials, 8 a.m. Wednesday, April 26th at Top of the Hill Great Room. You can register. It's a free event for chamber members, $25 for non-members. Go to carolinachamber.org/events.
All right. Awesome. And again, carolinachamber.org for more info about the chamber. That was the Short and Sweet Business Beat. Kristen, hang on. We'll have you read your two National Poetry Month poems on the other side of this break. It's 3:47.
Leave the kids home on April 21st for Craft or Dark, an adults-only event at Kidzu Children's Museum. Learn the art of a great cocktail from Topo Organic Distillery. Then sign up for Science of Alcohol and Social Science-themed trivia. Create a one-of-a-kind project with MakeNet and test your skills with brain games from UNC's Neural Connections. There will also be a video game lounge, the Zim Zoom photo booth, and DJ Isaac Park spinning all night. Fetch Hot Dog Cove food truck and great local beer will also be available for purchase. Visit KidzuChildrensMuseum.org for tickets.
This is Sammy Martin, and I am speaking for everyone at Franklin Street Realty. For over 25 years, anyone and everyone who walked through our door could use any bathroom they needed to. Nothing the legislature does is ever going to change that. As long as Chapel Hill, Carver, and Durham are willing to stand up for what's right, we will be among the best places to live on the planet. Find us at franklinstreetrealty.com or call 929-7174. Franklin Street Realty, why would you be anywhere else?
3:48 here at WCHL. Aaron Keck with you this afternoon. Thanks again to Jim Kitchen and Lily Engelhart and Ron Stutz for stopping by. Get much more information on Facebook.com, Jim Off the Grid, if you want more on Jim's visit, along with myself and Ron to the South Pacific. We all had a lot of fun. And more information on Lily Engelhart's studio, including that 3D statue creator at LilyEngelhart.com. Absolutely worth checking out. We got Kristen Smith here from the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. It's the Short and Sweet Business Beat. It is also National Poetry Month.
It wasn't that short. We didn't deliver on our promise that it's the Short and Sweet Business Beat. But it actually was.
But
I just want to say that when Aaron Keck gives homework, I do my homework. And so here I am to share Two poems.
Yep. Okay, I challenged everyone, all of our regular weekly guests, of which there are quite a few today. You're first, and then Deb Strowman, Susan Brown, Mark Dorison, all coming in later on. And I hope they've all done their homework, too. We'll see. To read their favorite poems on the air to commemorate National Poetry Month.
I do want to go on the record that I think Chairman Dorison should get an excused absence from the homework assignment since he...
No!
Yes, but...
I don't care that meeting went on until 4 in the morning.
So, Monday was National Haiku Poetry Day.
Possibly, yeah.
And so,
I mean, there's an everyday National Haiku Poetry Day.
It could be. It is for Haiku Every Day. You can follow Chris Moran on Twitter.
And
you can
that.
Have a... Yep. You, and every day, I'm sure, for Chris is Haiku Day. But in observance of Haiku Day, my boss, Aaron Nelson, wrote this business haiku. Please shop locally. Spending bucks here keeps bucks here, and you get great stuff. How is that?
Tear to my eye.
That was great. It was a business-related poem. And then as our community faces really tough decisions, and as I tweeted last night, I said I've got friends on every side of the issue around light rail and transit. And I said, but the most important part that I think is to have more people involved in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And so, many thanks to my fiance for helping me get this poem from Shel Silverstein.
I love it.
Yeses and noes. The yeses said yes to anything that anyone suggested. The noes said no to everything unless it was proven and tested. So the yeses all died of much too much, and the noes all died of fright. But somehow, I think, the think for your selfies all came out all right.
I love it.
So that
Shel Silverstein is just such an underrated poet.
Agreed.
Which is weird because literally everyone reads him and loves him, but you don't think of Shel Silverstein when you think of like the greatest poets of all time until someone says, "What about Shel Silverstein?" It's like, "Oh yeah, him, of course."
Well, I loved him ever since Miss Clapp at Carver Elementary introduced me to his poetry. But I thought that one, and it was a walk through time to like reread a lot of the poems, but that one I thought was really applicable to some of the stuff I share on Short and Sweet Business Beat. So I hope that folks can remain think for your selfies.
There you go.